Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. John Berger, senior researcher in the Governance, Crime and Justice Division at the Institute for Security Studies, joining us on the line. A very, very good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning.
It's been something that's very clearly been building up over the last while. It's not just the university protests that where we've seen behavior around crowd control. We've started to see this more and more. And I guess the question is, how equipped, in your view, is the South African police with knowledge of and the ability, capability of handling large crowds?
Yeah, absolutely correct. The problem has been present for many years now, and although there are a large number of incidents, public protests, but also normal incidents of crowd control, I think the police just became a little overburdened by all of this. And then, of course, I think the problem the police face is a very weak disciplinary situation within the police service. You see very often police officers running around, milling around, and no obvious command and control present. So looking at all of this, one wonders they've had so much training over the years. There was the Belgian involvement, there were the French involvement, the training curricula, the police improved tremendously after 1994. The equipment improved, and still you find yourself in situations such as which happened at Wits University and other places. So I think the police have the equipment. What they lack is the required training and also command control systems with the associated disciplinary measures. So those are the weaknesses, and those weaknesses were also pointed out by the panel of experts.
How much training does the police actually get? And in other countries, is there a specific division that deals with crowds, or is it the regular police force?
Well, it's not universal. You have in France and Belgium, for example, you have the Belgian Gendarmerie, which is a semi-militarized police outfit. And in other countries, you have, like we have in South Africa, separate structures that deals with public order policing. In Great Britain, for example, I know and I've been there, and they provide for the training of their regular police officers in terms of crowd control and provide them with the necessary equipment to deal with these situations. And they have regular training exercises and so on. So in South Africa, we have the Public Order Police Unit, which is a unit dedicated to crowd management. But they also provide, because of the high number, I mean, you know, something like between 14 and 15,000 instances of crowds, you know, at events and not necessarily only involved in protest action. So where the police need to be present to ensure that nobody is threatened, either the protesters themselves or the public at large. And what they do is they also provide training, although perhaps not at the same level and on the same scale, to police officers based at police stations. And that, I think, is a problem, because they do not undergo the regular training that is required for them to perform this kind of service. And once they are involved in incidents and they, you know, lose control, then they would invite the public order police to take over. But public order police units themselves, I think, suffer from a lack of sufficient training, and also the command, control, and discipline issues that I've just mentioned.
What should training include?
Well, I think to just illustrate the problem, there was a time when the public order police units, trained on a regular basis, almost daily. So if there were no incidents or events that they had to police, they would use the time to train. So training must be part of the lives, the everyday lives of public order police units. This must be something that they are dedicated to. But in the South African Police Service, what they do is when there are no instances where the presence of the public order police units are required, those units would then do what the police refer to as crime prevention or crime combating duties. They would do visible police patrols and that sort of thing. And I think that is one of the problems. They should be a dedicated unit, dedicated only to crowd control, whether it is at protests, marches, events, whatever. So I think that is the thing. You see, they have the necessary curriculum. They know what the training should be, but they don't spend enough time to provide that kind of training on a regular basis. And then they need to make absolutely certain. I think we should strengthen the public order police units to the extent that they do, that police officers based at police stations should not be involved in the provision of public order duties. I think that is where we are weak at the moment in this country.
In terms of equipment, you keep mentioning both aspects, training and equipment. What is the correct equipment? You know, we've heard lots about when they can open fire, rubber bullets, tear gas. You know, tear gas takes me back certainly to the 1980s and not in a good way. But what equipment should they be using?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest challenges all across the world is, you know, what equipment, because the one thing everybody agrees is that public order police units should have the necessary equipment that would enable them to control crowds, you know, in whatever way, but especially crowds which then becomes uncontrolled in whatever way. Mm-hmm. So they need to have equipment. But it is the one thing that everybody agrees to is that the equipment they have should be non-lethal. In other words, nobody should die as a result of police action during crowd control situations. Now, if you look at tear gas, we know that tear gas is also a non-lethal part of the equipment, but very often it could cause a lot of extreme the situations of, you know, people feeling uncomfortable and may cause some harm in many people. But it's difficult to find the kind of equipment that leaves no harm at all.
Yeah, and it is a volatile and dangerous situation. You know, it's not just the police who can inflict harm. Protesters as well, harm to other bodies and harm to other people as well as harm to property.
Yes, and that's precisely the thing. So The general agreement across the world is non-lethal weapons. Now, if you look at rubber bullets, it is supposed to be a non-lethal part of the police equipment. But we all know from the evidence that if used incorrectly, it can kill people. And there are a number of examples of this. So you cannot fire a rubber bullet at someone at close range. That certainly is going to cause serious injury and even death. So although the police and even the panel of experts did not advise the non-issuing of rubber bullets, it was very, very clear that there needs to be specialized training in how to use rubber bullets and by whom, and then also situations where if it is used, it should only be used on the on a limited scale and only for as long as that is necessary. But it should be used by people who receive specialized training and then only on command of the officer in charge.
Very, very, very interesting indeed, and clearly a conversation that is going to happen and needs to continue. It's just gone 8:30. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.